The clients of grocery stores in St. Louis, Missouri may soon have good news. Today, unions representing grocery workers there seem poised to end their three-week-old strike. But there's no end in sight for the strike of grocery workers in Southern California. And the rising cost of health care plays a pivotal role in both disputes, as employers balk at the bill for coverage and unions dig in on the issue.
Workers are going to demand that they have the rights for themselves and their families to health care. We in the AFL-CIO, which is an organization of 65 unions in the United States, see this as holding the line for the entire labor movement.
That's Ron Blackwell of the AFL-CIO Labor Federation in Washington. Earlier, I spoke with compensation specialist Mark Edwards about why health care benefits have become the new flashpoint in labor negotiations. He says the answer is simple: dramatic price increases for something most workers consider a basic benefit of employment.
Historically, health care has been viewed as kind of part of the normal benefit package that everyone is kind of, quote, entitled to. And when you couple the rising cost of health care with the fact that you have more and more retirees with more and more expensive benefits covered by some collective bargaining agreements, employers have become very sensitive about health care not being part of the normal benefit package, but in fact one of the most expensive benefits they're providing.
Mm-hmm.
And so as they look to cut benefits under the plan, or they look to pass along additional costs to employees, employees now have said, well, wait a minute, you've cut all these other costs over the last few years, and now you're cutting kind of our normal benefit package. And it really isn't these days something that you can consider a normal benefit package. I would argue that health care costs are increasing faster than any other cost that the employer is dealing with when trying to bargain for benefits.
The strike here in Southern California of grocery and food workers has gone on much longer than I think most consumers estimated. We're now in our third week of it. How typical is this kind of holdout pattern? Is this the first time you've seen it over a healthcare issue?
I think this is just kind of the start of what we're going to see in the future. And I think that healthcare has really become that important to people. You know, if you think historically things that union employees have stayed out on a strike longer for, things like pension benefits, for example, or seniority, I mean, those things have been very sensitive. They don't want to give up on that, and so they'll tend to strike for longer periods of time. And I think healthcare has just now entered into that same category of benefits that people in unions perceive as being very valuable benefits to them.
Mark Edwards is a partner in the Employees Benefits Executive Compensation Section at Gardere Wynn Sewell in Dallas. Mr. Edwards, thank you very much.
You're welcome.